some exciting news tonight here at the Fuel Ethanol Workshop, that you are actually bringing Team Ethanol back for the Iowa Indy 250. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Well, we thought this was an excellent opportunity to showcase the fact that fuel ethanol is also biodegradable. Some of the things that are happening here in the Gulf Coast and some of the issues surrounding this oil spill would not be as severe if there was a higher use of ethanol and there was a lower use of non-biodegradable fuel in our tanks. As an example of that, we had the Exxon Valdez that ran aground almost 20 years ago, dumping 10 million gallons of oil in the coast of Alaska. And during that time, from then until now, the last 20 years, they're continuing to clean up the spills. They're continuing to find oil under rocks in the sand. And alternative to that, in 2004, the Bow Mariner ship went down off the east coast of Virginia with a payload of 3.2 million gallons of ethanol. And they found no residual, no damage to the ecosystem, to the marine life, or anything like that from 3 million gallons plus of ethanol going into the ocean. So it really goes to showcase the biodegradability of this product, and the more ethanol we can blend with our gasoline, the more biodegradable our fuel will become. Right now we're at 10% blended ethanol. We can move that to 15, to 20. As we continue to increase the amount of the biodegradable side, we will reduce the damage to our ecosystem from spills both onshore and offshore.
But there's an additional benefit to ethanol that I think a lot of people are failing to realize, and that is an energy security benefit. You know, ethanol that we have in our country is domestically produced, and much of the oil comes, you know, from volatile regions. So how does this Team Ethanol sponsorship also demonstrate the energy security benefit of ethanol?
Well, I think the more we can bring the awareness to the American public that ethanol is a good fuel, it's biodegradable, its energy security will be highlighted in the fact that the more of it that we can produce, the more the reduced amount of ethanol oil we will have to purchase from people that don't particularly like us.
So do you think that there's an opportunity here for Team Ethanol to be here than more than just the Iowa race, or are we just going to see Team Ethanol back for the Iowa race?
Well, we are the title sponsor of the Iowa race, which allows us to get the car painted up with the E logo on it, the Made in America ethanol on the side of the car. We will be a supporting sponsor through the duration of the year, which will allow us access to the messaging with Ryan as the driver. The Andretti team has four cars and four drivers. Three of those drivers are U.S. citizens, with Ryan Hunter-Reay, Marco Andretti, Danica Patrick. Those people have a vested interest in the coastlines and the environment of this country, and they are excellent spokesmen that can really showcase the benefits of higher blends of ethanol.
Do you also think that this partnership with IndyCar, do you think it's going to help educate consumers that ethanol is okay to use at higher blends in conventional vehicles?
I think that's what we found out years ago. We started with Indy about 5 years ago. We were with the league for 4 years, sponsoring an IndyCar. We did not have one last year. I believe that we saw a significant reduction in customer complaints, in predominantly mechanics concerns over the fuel and everything else, when they recognize that these high performance engines are able to run very, very well and very, very competitive on high levels of ethanol. Our cars are very efficient with the low levels of ethanol. And as we found through a lot of industry testing, the higher the blends of ethanol, even in the conventional cars of today and the flex fuel vehicles of today, the improved efficiency and reliability and reduced emissions that we're seeing in all vehicles that have higher blends of ethanol.
Well, let's circle back a minute. You know, you mentioned that for the Iowa Indy Corn 250, we are going to be running on American-made ethanol. But we do know that the title sponsor in IndyCar has been Brazilian ethanol. Are we hoping to see Brazil go away and the Americans come back in on that sponsorship?
Well, I think in those type of situations, and even in racing, Brazil has recognized what the U.S. industry has pioneered, and that is that the acceptance of ethanol has a lot to do with the acceptance of the fuel in the racing industry. I think they saw an opportunity to capitalize on the work the groundwork that we laid through Epic and Growth in years gone by. We, as an ethanol industry, we welcome Brazilian ethanol to the space of fuel because it is a renewable, clean-burning, biodegradable fuel. Our only concern in the whole thing is that we get the opportunity to compete on a level playing field with the Brazilians. Their labor practices and many of the things that they do in Brazil make their product much, much cheaper to produce than what we have in the U.S., and I think our primary focus always needs to be domestic production. We want to keep our dollars at home. We want to grow our industry strong, and if our industry is strong and our industry is growing, we welcome Brazilian ethanol as an alternative to Middle East oil. And we think that they also can be a force globally to improve our environment through the use of fuel ethanol.
Great. Is there anything you'd like to add?
Well, I think the main thing to add, just the closing, is what I said before. The best thing that renewable industry does, this renewable industry does, is we can do it year after year. We grow the crops, we process it, and we can do it again next year. The great thing about it is we keep the dollars at home. When we spend our money for foreign oil, we use the oil up, we burn it up in our cars. The fuel's gone, the money's gone. With the renewable here, the fuel may also be gone. We still have the money to do it again next year and the year after and the year after that. And that is probably the most important thing. If we want to revitalize our economy, we want to leave this place better for the next generation than this generation, renewable fuels is one of the key elements to be able to do that.
Great. Thanks, Dave.
Thank you.